This is Ted Kennedy. We didn't get a comprehensive nuclear test ban out of Congress, but we did get the next best thing. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a hard-fought battle on the recent defense bill was the effort to encourage the administration to negotiate a comprehensive ban on nuclear testing with the Soviet Union. Nuclear tests are what drive the nuclear arms race, Al. If you can't test new weapons, you won't build them. It's the most effective way to end the escalation of the arms race and lay the groundwork for progress in other areas of arms control. Until the Reagan years, every president of both parties had sought a ban on nuclear testing, but this administration said no in order to carry out its nuclear buildup. Now, with President Reagan more sympathetic to arms control, we managed to get a half a loaf, a study by the administration of the feasibility of a test ban. We're closer to the goal, Al, and President Dukakis will put us over the top.
President Dukakis? Gad, makes a guy shudder just hearing it. Wake up now, Rip. Reagan and Bush established the policy of peace through strength. After 7 years in the White House, this team has signed the historic INF Treaty with the Soviet Union, and it is a historic agreement, the first one to ever actually reduce the actual numbers of nuclear weapons in our world. George Bush now pushes for further cuts in nuclear weapons. He would also seek reductions in the Soviet Union's substantial advantage in conventional weaponry. But none of this will ever happen if we unilaterally disarm. We need to test new technology and keep close apace with research and development. Without that power and potency, the Soviet Union has no incentive at all to negotiate arms control agreements. Sure, we should study the possibility of a ban on nuclear testing, but we'll continue right on our highly successful policy of peace through strength. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.